This is Joe Ferrillo, and welcome to the weekly sermon from Amwell Church of the Brethren. We are located at 40 Sandbrook Headquarters Road in Surgeonsville, New Jersey.
This week's message is presented by Pastor Bob DeSalvio and is entitled, Someone to Watch Over Me.
You know, people say they don't like organized church, and I'm in agreement with that. That's why we encourage people to come here. You want to talk about disorganized. The real spirit of what it means to be a believer in Jesus Christ. Years ago, back in the 40s, I believe, there was a song entitled, Someone to Watch Over Me. And it really spoke to a place in people where people have a basic human need, have a basic human need to be loved, a basic human need to be cared for. There's something so precious to us. You can tell the difference in care in a nursing home or in a senior residence when the people who are paid, salaried, whatever, to help the patients and minister to the patients and care for the patients, you can tell when they're doing it for a paycheck or when they're doing it out of a heart of love and compassion. Amen? You can tell the difference. There's something special about that. Caregivers are very, very special people. They have a hard job. I mean, as I told you last week, I mean, Gene's been my caregiver along with Tim, and they've done such a wonderful job of caring for me and making sure that I got through this, and your prayers were just wonderful in that regard. There's a difference between doing something because you have to and doing something because you love to and want to. When we were ministering up in Hagedorn Psychiatric Hospital, it was more like a boutique hospital. The patients really got individual care. And because they got individual care, it was so special that when that hospital was closed down and they had to go to the big places like Greystoke and other places like that, it was terrible for them because now they were just one of thousands. And the people up in Hagedorn really loved the patients, and it was a wonderful opportunity to minister there for over 10 years. It's a comforting feeling to know in this life, with all its surprises, with all its disappointments, with all its pain and with all its despair, you are not alone as you go through those seasons. Because, as the sermon title says, someone is watching over you. Let me take you back about 2,000 years ago to a starry night on the hillsides of the city of Nazareth. There's a hush in the air. This is a pivotal moment in human history. Luke 2:8 says this, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. This is a delicious divine irony. Here are these shepherds watching over their sheep when it was a matter of walking where the birth of the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world lay in a manger. That very same divine being, that very same Jesus, that very same God in the flesh was about to be visited by these same shepherds watching over their flocks. And when they worship him, they'd come to know that as the great shepherd and as the good shepherd, he would watch over them as members of his flock, not just for the night, but for the rest of their lives and through eternity. This morning we'll examine the relationship to Christ through the prism that's seen between a shepherd and sheep. And in that regard, let's go to the great text that speaks to that, Psalm 23. Let's stand together as we read those six verses. Psalm 23. We stand out of respect for God's word. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me. In the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you. You may be seated. The relationship between the believer and the Savior. It is a personal relationship. This is not religion. It's not a religious relationship. Religion, folks, religion can't save you. Religion did not hang on a cross 2,000 years ago. Religion was not buried in the ground for 3 days and experienced what death and darkness is all about. Religion wasn't raised from the dead after 3 days by the mighty power of Father God, creator of the universe. All of that was done by the great shepherd, Jesus Christ. We have a personal relationship with him. And while he went through all of that, you were on his mind. Did you notice in Psalm 23, in just 6 verses, there were 17 personal pronouns. I, me, my. The Lord is my shepherd. One of the Father's wonderful names is Jehovah Roi. Jehovah Roi. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. John 10:3 says that Jesus, the great and good shepherd, calls his sheep by his name. He calls you by your name. Imagine this. While Jesus hung on that cross, there's no question in my mind that he didn't see you and me all at the same time and knew that it was for us that he died, for the world, for those who would receive him. Listen to Isaiah 49:1. The Lord hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother had he made mention of my name. In the womb, he was watching over you. But there's more to it than that. Psalm 71:6 says, by thee have I been holden, upheld from the womb. From the womb to the tomb, you are being held up by the Lord Jesus Christ. You could never get through some of life's experiences all by yourself. This is not a solo. This is a concert. Verses 1 to 3, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I think Tanya said it this morning. It's not a question of wants, needs. What do you want? More importantly, what do you really need? Many basic human needs are true of all living creatures. You know, we have a common creator, right? The birds and we, God made them. God made them by the power of his voice. But God made humankind by the molding of his hands. Reached into the ground and created from those chemicals, the chemicals that go into making you are who you are. You are handcrafted. He paid special attention to the human creation. We have these needs: safety, security, food, shelter, companionship, love, and a higher sense of purpose. The shepherd seeks out the green pastures, the tender green grasses, which also provides fresh water and rest. When found, those were the places where the sheep would flourish. And that's what Jesus wants to bring to you and to me. Places of safety, places where we're nourished. That's what the church is about. One of the things I've told you through the years that I appreciate hearing about a sermon is, Pastor, the flock's been fed. That's what this is all about. It's the feeding, it's the equipping, it's the preparing you to go from this place into the mission field, your community, and be able to share the truths of Jesus Christ with folks with conviction, with compassion, and let them know that God loves them. As the quality of the sheep's life was indelibly linked to their shepherd, so is the quality of the believer's life in Jesus Christ. God did not promise through Christ that you would have a long life, but he talked about a quality of life. You can wring out so much juice and so much of life's value and so much of life's beauty when you're connected to Jesus Christ. When you look at a sunset, it's not just a beautiful sunset. You see it, and then you say, what a wonderful artist. What a wonderful master painter is the creator. He made that. He made it not to be just functional, but he made it to be beautiful. He could have just made everything in grays and blacks and whites, like the Soviets did back there in Berlin and all those other places. Everything was functional, but it was ugly. But when God created the heavens and the earth, he made them such that when you looked at them, you'd see their beauty. It's the quality of life of a sunrise and a sunset. Hosea 11:4 says this, I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. We are linked to God with cords of love that cannot be broken. Those gentle, strong cords of his love tie all our hearts and hurts to him. We're never cut off from his care, never cut off from his love. In other words, sometimes you don't feel God's there. But I would bank on this, that in those times, it's you who've walked away, not him. Because he made some very, very, very serious promises to you that he wouldn't do that. We're never cut off from him. We can distance ourselves from sensing his presence, but he keeps his promise never to leave us, never to forsake us, and never to abandon us in times of trouble. Listen to the words of missionary explorer David Livingstone. I was enabled to go on with his journeys because I had the word of a perfect gentleman, never known to break a promise that he would be with me always. Does that promise that God is with you through whatever season you're going through, seasons of joy or seasons of despair, the good times, the bad times, the easy times, the hard times, does it bring you encouragement? Does it bring you hope? Does it bring you comfort and strength to know that he's made a promise he will never break? He's going to go through this with you. Hold you up if he has to on his shoulders. Lead you on if he has to take you by the hand. But he's watching over you. You don't have to go through these things alone like unbelievers. What have they got? What is the university? What is the culture? What is society giving to the millennials these days that are going to help them through the hard times? They've got nothing except their device. That's all they've got. Faceless, nameless people on the other end. You've got Jesus, and he'll never let you down. One of the key characteristics of sheep is the fact that they're defenseless. In the presence of danger, they flee. They don't fight. The presence of the good shepherd and the nature of his care is the one who fights for them. Now, so many don't think of themselves as in need of someone other than themselves to fight a battle. We're being taught, and our women are being taught today, you're strong, you're strong. Kids are being taught, you're strong, you're strong. And that's true to a certain extent. But there are some things in life you're going to find out. You're not that strong. You're going to find out in some ways that some things are bigger than you. And some things can crush you down and stomp you down and let you know that they're not pushovers. Some trials can be much stronger than us, and in fact, they can overshadow us like giants. You thought you could handle whatever situation came your way. You were pretty sure you were prepared for anything. But one day, off on the horizon of your imagination, appears a dark cloud, a black cloud. It's in the distance. It's nothing to fear in your own mind. As it rumbles closer to you, you begin to realize you were in for a storm, not a shower. Caught you by surprise. Life is full of surprises, some nice, some nasty. And this storm was one so hard it didn't take long before you realized this is more pain. This is more sorrow. This is more draining. This is more serious and more difficult than anything I've ever had to bear, and I simply can't do what needs to be done. I'm afraid, I'm discouraged, and I want to throw in the towel. Have you ever been there? You cry, you scream, you beat your fist against the wall, and then at some point, you pray. Praying is not the last thing that we can do, you know. Amen? Praying is really the first thing we do. Prayer is not the last resort. Well, there's nothing I can do, so I guess I'll pray, huh? Don't let that come out of your teeth. And those prayers, when you're in that situation, they're not easy prayers. They're not pretty prayers. They're more like a prayer cried out to God and drenched in tears. In the stillness of that moment, when you've just about given up, back on the horizon of your imagination, you see a ray of sunlight. And then you hear the whispered voice out of the pages of Scripture, Joshua 1:9, "Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." And suddenly, as you claim that promise and you claim that truth, you begin to feel his presence. You begin to feel his encouragement, his comfort, his strong arm enveloping you. And you know you have enough of what God has for you to make it through today. Tomorrow will take care of itself. There's nothing you can do about yesterday, but getting through today, getting through in these hours, God and Jesus is making you a promise. I'll get you through this. But you've got to hang on to the promises and don't let go. That is your only responsibility, to faithfully hang on. Not every situation will end the way we would like it to. There are times when the ultimate healing is death. That's how it ends. But that's really how it begins. Amen? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Heaven. Somebody says, well, how are you feeling? Well, when you consider the alternative, which in their mind is death. Hello? When I consider the alternative to this, being home in heaven with the Lord, no pain, no sorrow, joy, unspeakable and full of glory. What a wonderful alternative. If we were logical, the situation we're going through would be black and bleak indeed, but we are more than logical. As followers of Jesus Christ, we have faith and we have hope. Even though our mind will tell us, this is so bad, you're never going to get through this. That's the devil. You can't make it. This is not something you can handle. You can say yes to that. No, I can't handle it. But my partner can. My pilot can. The one who I trust can. The one who promised to watch over me can. He's going to get me through this. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. And then for so many of us, our experience also tells us so. Even though the devil would have us deny the nearness of God and the presence of God and the comfort of God and the overseeing of God, the truth is he's there. And he won't abandon you. The Savior who watches over you and me has made provision to continue his care into eternity. Verse 6 of Psalm 23 says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The big picture in whatever it is you're going through in a season is going to wind up in a homecoming. You're going to wind up going home where all the saints will abide in peace and unity, immersed in God's love and God's life. Listen to what Dwight L. Moody, the great evangelist, wrote one time. Someday you will read, D.L. Moody is dead. Don't you believe a word of it. At that moment, I shall be more alive than I am now. I shall have gone up higher, that's all, out of this old clay tenement into a house that is immortal, a body that death can't touch, that sin can't taint, a body fashioned like his glorious body. Amen. The great shepherd, the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, leads his flock ultimately to the finest pasture. There's no place like home. The clearest, cleanest of waters, the place of safety and peace, unattainable in this life. No more sickness, no more fear, no more death, no more tears of sorrow. All the things that made earth unlovely and tragic will be absent in heaven. All the things that drag you down won't be there. That's where we're heading if we follow our shepherd, the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ. Here's his promise. Look at it. Think about it. John 14, 1-3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The great homecoming, the great promise of tomorrow, can you keep it in perspective? Can you keep it in your vision? Because if you can keep heaven in your math, heaven in your calculus, heaven in your thinking, as you go through these hard times, it'll give you a wider perspective. Jesus is not only looking over me here, he's looking over me through my time, he's looking over me in death, and he's taking me home to a wonderful world tomorrow, where I will be in joy, and I will enjoy, and I will have comfort, and I will have freedom like I've never had. Your body won't even be able to hold you down anymore. You know that. You know that in that new glorified body, there's no such thing as the pull of gravity. You're going to be able to think of a place 10,000 miles away, and your body will get there. You're going to be able to transform your body through walls. It's going to be able to do all of those things. No more sickness, no more pain. Are you ready for that? Now, I know you're not pushing it. I understand that. You know, people talk about heaven, but nobody seems to want to go there now. But I promise you to keep heaven in the equation so that when you go through dark times, as I've been, I keep thinking, it's home. If this doesn't work out, I'm home. So if you want somebody to watch over you, you've got the best watcher over the world has ever known, Jesus, the great and good shepherd. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I pray you comfort us and encourage us with your words from Psalm 23. Pray, Lord, that we would be able to go through our good times and our tough times with a little different perspective, a perspective of eternity. That all of the things we go through are just but for a moment compared to eternity. And that one day we will be living a completely different life that goes on and on forever without us even thinking about time. So I pray your blessing upon this flock, this congregation. I thank you for the privilege to be their pastor and be present with them today. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, will lead us in our closing hymn.
Audio files, CDs, and notes of our weekly services are available on our website, www.amwell.org, or by calling 609-397-4842 and ask for CDs by the title or by guest speaker. Please don't forget to leave your name, address, and phone number.